Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Caro joins us, our sports business and legal insider. He's a Harvard lawyer. And I've always gone to him for, obviously, legal advice when I'm facing federal time for felonies like stealing freeway signs and the like. But I do want to talk to you, Rick, about Urban Meyer. It is unbelievable to me that we're still, in my view, worried about this guy not coaching football games instead of believing this woman with all of her black eyes and bruising and choke marks on her neck and her bleeding. The fact that I am still sitting here trying to tell people, why is it that no one's listening? It's not about her at all. It's not about her at all and her suffering and beatings, and that this loser husband of hers who beat her and lies through his teeth to this day with his stupid-ass lawyer, and that school, if you ask me, is as corrupt as anything I've ever seen in my life, that they have spun this to, like, he's done nothing wrong, and there was no cover-up, and he's going to not coach for three games. It is truly the most unbelievable thing I think I've ever seen, that they still won't acknowledge that this chick was beaten, and they still blame her, that she caused all this trouble.
Well, but it's also an issue of what he knew and when he knew it, and that's the biggest issue here, I do think. I don't think anybody should have any doubt about the culpability of the assistant coach. And so,
but they do.
Also, we don't know, right? I mean, I don't. I mean, I.
Why don't you don't? But they do. The fans. They've been having tailgate parties waiting for the answer.
Yeah, I know that, and that's what happens in big time college football. And so, you know, we don't like it. I'm not going to minimize it. I really am not. But you know, Gene Smith is suspended as well. But that's the most amazing thing about it. How's an athletic director suspended for three games too? So obviously it went higher up, and the higher up is because it's a suspension that's higher than the coach himself. So I don't think we've heard the last of this, by the way. I really don't. I'm going to kind of wait to see the other shoe over the next couple of days. I don't really think it's over.
Do you think, so they said there was no cover up, but is that not exactly what it was when the AD and the coach did nothing within the university in terms of compliance other than to not do anything about it? They did nothing about it.
Well, my point is, I guess, and again, I as a lawyer, kind of hate to do this before I read everything, but my instinct is that it's either a cover-up and therefore it's not enough to do what they did suspension-wise, or it's not, and if it's not, then you shouldn't suspend them at all. The whole three games just it doesn't make sense to me yet.
So, did you ever think that he'd be fired?
Yeah, I thought there was a good chance that he'd be fired if there was an active cover up. And this is one of those things where you're not sure, you don't know, and you know, let's let it sit. I'm still not feeling good about this, as you know.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that he got three games?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, my comment is, like I just said, he's either fired or nothing happens. The three games just doesn't make any sense. You either do it or you don't. And if you do it, that's not enough.
When you heard him say that, when someone asked him, what would you say to Courtney Smith? And he said, I'm sorry, we're all in this situation. Instead of, are you surprised you didn't say, I'm sorry for what you've been through and that my coach beat you?
Well, You know what the judge of this is? That I bet you it's going to be kind of hard for him to sit in a living room and explain this away to moms in the future. I might be wrong about that, but this is not a court of public opinion anymore. It's a court of, are people going to play for him in the future? And there are a few coaches that are in the hot seat, literally, these days. Obviously, the coach at Maryland, the issue of letting your letting you complete disregard for your kid. This
right.
is another kind of thing like that, too.
Do you think that, Durkin's in trouble, Jimbo Fisher's in trouble? I don't believe, and I said this last night, I think that families and parents of kids that are recruits, when a guy like that walks in the house, I think they're so floored by his fame and so intimidated by his presence in the room, because these guys are all room killers. They can walk in a room and take over in a minute, and everyone laughs at everything they say, and they let him have the floor, and they talk, and everyone laughs and wants to take a picture with him. I think these coaches are the greatest BS artists of all time, and I don't believe at all for 1 minute that some kid that wants to play football at Ohio State's parents are going to have the onions to challenge him about Zach Smith in a living room. I really don't.
Well, I'm hoping you're wrong, but you're probably right. And I'm not sure if a mom who's worried about a kid's welfare doesn't have a lot more onions than we think. We'll just have to see.
Ahead of the 42nd Ryder Cup, the PGA of America launched the 2018 Ryder Cup Trophy Tour in New York City, with Jim Furyk presenting the trophy at the Yankees Mets game at Yankee Stadium. I just wanted to say that I don't care, but I do care about the Ryder Cup in France. I think it's going to be awesome. I don't care about that trophy, but I can tell you this. Mafia is going to the Mets game tomorrow.
Very nice. I don't care if you don't care. So, I don't care that he went to the Mets game. Normally, you go to Miller Park, Soldier Field, NRG Stadium, by the way, Minute Maid Park, AT&T Stadium, Stanford Stadium. Guess what? It's all the drum of support, and it doesn't really matter what the support is. What does matter is Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, that group will get some excitement out of what might otherwise be kind of a very boring Ryder Cup at a course nobody cares about, and Tiger's going to bring it back to life.
American Express unveiled its activations, I guess, for card members and fans attending the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, which is one of the great sporting events in New York, like the marathon. The U.S. Open is always great. The end of summer.
End of summer. Can't wait. 2 weeks from now. Amex is excited about all this. This is not about Amex. This is about the $300 million of economic impact and all the people that are coming. It's about Serena running away with it. Here's hoping that she's recovered, she's rested,
right,
and that it's an incredible tournament, because you're right. There's kind of first feel of fall. The other feel of fall is the next folding and going away, and this feeling is going to be exciting about tennis.
Are you surprised that I'm an American Express member?
Yeah, very surprised. Isn't there some kind of a credit check?
Yeah, there was, and I passed. La Liga is going to have games on ESPN. How about that?
Well, La Liga also is having a La Liga North America. Steve Ross at it again. He's going to probably do it at Hard Rock Stadium, and he's trying to figure out how to get the media rights to La Liga and parlay it across the country. Good example of Steve trying to promote soccer. Obviously a big deal in Miami. We've been to some of those games and seen what it's like. But La Liga is a big deal, and if you don't think so, just compare it to the MLS. It's twice as fast, and it's twice as good.
So the NFL has no policy for the national anthem. That's failed. And they also have a terrible helmet rule that they have not changed at all, and it's going to ruin the season. Both of those things will ruin this season.
Well, the national anthem, you hope that people will move on and realize that the NFL tried as hard as they could. I think not the policy, forget that. But they have $100 million to allocate to social justice, bail reforms. Not all, it's not millions or billions, but it is a step in the right direction. On the helmet policy, I've never heard so many coaches so negative about a rule. And remember, this is their employer they're talking about. So you hope it works out, but you fear about it.
Were you surprised more that New Jersey made $57 million in 45 days of sports betting in the state, or that I was in Forbes magazine on Monday announcing my new show on Westwood One, Pharrell on the Bets? Which was more surprising, the amount of money the state made in 45 days, or that I was in Forbes and got a new Westwood One betting show?
I was surprised that the picture looked really good, because obviously you don't waste an opportunity by sending it to me. And I'm still also very surprised you passed that Amex credit check.
How about your boy Ronaldo? I'm a fan. Carver High hates him. And the Juve, Juventus, getting a win in their opening game. I love watching that guy play.
Yeah, he's got legs of jelly. It's kind of hard to believe. He and Messi, those guys are incredible. But, a $165 million deal for the media rights for Juventus and watching it on ESPN. We're going to be watching some really, really good soccer, even if it's not U.S. teams.
I see the Jazz sold out all their season tickets. They must like that Mitchell kid.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of fun to watch the Jazz. 18,306 seats, sold them all out. Nothing else to do in Salt Lake City. But if the team is bad, nobody's going to go. This team is not bad.
How about Elon Musk? He's going to build a tunnel in Los Angeles to get to Dodger Stadium. It's like ahead of its time.
Well, it's ahead of its time. I'll believe it when I see it. But how about building a 3.6-mile tunnel to shoot people from downtown to the stadium and back? So, listen, the guy's pie in the sky, but it is kind of a cool idea, and I can't wait till it happens. But I suspect that the Dodgers have got to find some relief pitching first before the guy builds his tunnel.
The NBA 2K Esports League continues to grow with the recent addition of four more NBA franchises. How about that?
Lakers, Timberwolves, Hawks, and Nets. 21 of the 30 teams, $750,000 each, and these are athletes. If you don't think so, ask Adam Silver. And this becomes a league that the NBA is embracing. It's a big deal, and you can't argue with its success.
Tech Top 5 EA Sports Madden NFL franchise passes 130 million copies sold. And how about Adidas? They got Twitter feeds of streaming high school football games.
How about this? California, Nevada, Indiana, Georgia, Florida. That's the bigger deal. Final game on November 9th and September 7th. Friday night strike. If you want to see the best high school football in the land, you watch it on Twitter. It's amazing.
Power of Sports, Yao Ming holds his 7th annual charity basketball game. That guy's enormous, no pun intended, in Asia, obviously.
Enormous, no pun intended, but he's got Kevin Love, Jason Tatum, De'Aaron Fox, a lot of the guys, and frankly, he's bringing them all over China. So not only is he charitable, but he is big and obviously big, but also very popular. He was the one who really took the NBA the next step in China. We know that, and it's continuing.
Rick, great stuff. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, Rick Haro on Sports Business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.